Okay. Thank you for that good question. That was a good question. It was related, too, with what we were talking about, especially at the end there about the second coming versus the rapture. Second coming versus the catching up, I should call it. So I've been working on a longer lesson, actually, that this was to be a part of, and I'll probably include parts of this, trying to iron out differences of understanding about the three Gospels that Paul preached. There was only one saving message that he ever preached, at least since he was saved. But he did also preach what is called the Gospel of God, which is facts about who Jesus is, that he's the risen Messiah. That's a gospel. It's called a gospel in the Bible. It doesn't have salvation attached to it, but it is a foundation upon which the other gospels... I mean, if you don't think Jesus is the Messiah or that he was resurrected, how do you think he can resurrect you just because he says he'll save you? You know, he's got to have the authority of being God, the Son of God, the Messiah, for him to be able to do, how do I put it, do the salvation, for him to be able to save you, as he said he would. So that's the gospel of God. The gospel of Christ is often ignored by certain groups within the people that claim Paul as their apostle and rightly divine. The gospel of Christ is virtually the same as the gospel of the grace of God, but to ignore it is to say that all those writings in Acts, in the Acts period epistles from Paul, that all those things apply to us too. The things about the body of Christ do, definitely. There's information about the body of Christ, both in the pre-prison epistles and in the in the Acts period epistles of Paul, and in the post-Acts period epistles of Paul. There's valid information, lots of it, about the body of Christ, about this new program, the mystery of Christ. But the point is that in the Acts period epistles, there's other information, too, that is to those people at that time, that none of those people in that people group exist anymore. People that blessed Israel by coming to the synagogues before Israel was fallen or cast away. We can't, they had tongues to speak to lost Jews that came from other countries. It says, names, 14 different countries that they came from? Well, they came from all over the place. Those are just four they named in Acts 2. Was it Acts 2 or Acts 1? But they... Let me get that. I think it's Acts 2:14 or whatever. The tongues were Jewish evangelism. Just straight out. I mean, that's what it was. I think it's 12... No, 11. Yeah, 11. Let me put it up there. Crete, this is the end of that long list of countries that they came from. We were Cretes, we're Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were, the tongues were making known to other Jews of other languages what God was doing, that there was a crucifixion of their Messiah, that he rose from the dead, and that he sent back, Acts 2:33, that he sent back the Holy Ghost on those little flock believers. So, tongues are not some mystical thing that they're not for our aggrandizement. They aren't for anybody anymore after Israel had been cast away at the end of Acts. Tonight's information is going to be one small part of the lesson to try and clear up the misunderstandings, gospel misunderstandings, I call it, between Paul's three gospels. And the middle one, the gospel of Christ, is merely that before Christ sent Paul with the gospel to all people, he sent him to those that had been getting the gospel through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and early Acts, sent him to the Jew first and also to the Greek, Romans 1:16. And then there came a time when Christ sent him early in chapter 20, just after he wrote Romans and 2 Corinthians, he was sent to all people. Now, that doesn't mean that before he was sent there on as an authority with the duty to pass it out or to preach it, it doesn't mean before that he couldn't talk to... Well, look at the Philippian jailer. He was a Roman official. He was hired by the Roman government. He would most probably... There's nothing in there about him being a Jew. But Paul wasn't sent to him. Paul didn't go to him. Paul didn't try to find him to preach to him. The jailer came to Paul. And so it was fine for him to talk to him.